I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Pennsylvania is one of 31 states allowing capital punishment for murder convictions, and more than 450 death warrants have been signed since 1985. As Keystone Crossroads' Annette John Hall reports, a bipartisan report out this week out of the state General Assembly is fueling calls to abolish the death penalty.
The report from the Joint State Government Commission backs up previous research, saying that capital punishment comes at a high cost to taxpayers and doesn't deter crime. Mark Bookman of the Atlantic Center for Capital Representation thinks Pennsylvania should abolish the death penalty, as Delaware did in 2016.
Given the fact that we can protect our community with life without the possibility of parole, spending this kind of money to fix what is clearly a broken system, maybe that doesn't make sense.
But Jennifer Storm of the Office of Victim Advocate says her clients take comfort in the option.
The overwhelming majority of the victims that we provide services to, which are the victims who have offenders on death row currently, are very much in support of the death penalty and would like to see it carried out.
If Pennsylvania wants to make the system fairer, Bookman says it should create a state-funded capital defender office.
You've got racial discrimination that is not exposed to the sunlight. You've got bad defense lawyering. Paying for a competent group of capital defense attorneys in a centralized place in Pennsylvania would address many of these issues.
Pennsylvania hasn't had an involuntary execution since 1962. Governor Tom Wolf called for a moratorium on the death penalty soon after taking office in 2015. Annette John Hall, Keystone Crossroads.